Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
The amount of work we put into this show, and we're just now starting.
Right.
I think we're done.
I feel like...
Let's start. We filmed a movie on the floor.
By our own choice. We try to do a little video to tell you what's going on the show today and get people excited on Instagram. And that little preview, we try to just like make it different each day. And today was different because we were on the floor.
We took a knee.
That was an interesting choice.
Now, you played volleyball. Do you also do cross country?
I was the manager of the cross country team.
Well, that's right. I was the stat boy of the basketball team.
Yeah, I was cross country adjacent.
Were either of your coaches big into take a knee? Take a knee, gentlemen.
No.
Really?
No, we didn't.
It's a big football thing.
It is a football thing.
After a good 90-minute practice, you bring it into the center of the field, take a knee, gentlemen.
Take a knee?
Yeah.
I got some things to tell you. No,
that's
I think that is exclusively football. Is there any other sport that takes a knee?
Is it because it's on the softest playing surface?
That's true, too.
Yeah, I don't want to take a knee on a basketball court.
Right.
And then wrestling, you're on the ground the whole time, so I would prefer to stand up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think football is the only one you take a knee.
Do they still take knees?
I haven't played in a while. But
I haven't seen
no,
a
they
high
do.
School game
I
in a
watched
while.
My nephew take
Does
a
Pete
knee.
Does Pete take knees?
Oh, he takes a knee all the time.
Okay, good.
Just one knee.
But why?
Look to me. Were you on both knees while we were filming?
Yeah. I'm old, man.
You're Catholic. That was just out of habit, right?
Well, I don't want one knee to go all bad and then the other one not to get used. So, yeah.
I understand. I didn't consider I was only using one knee.
And, you know, balance. I don't want to fall over.
You've got one full leg up.
You're I don't know. It
you've just made a table.
Yeah, it is probably the Catholicism in me. That's, yeah, two knees.
Well, we went from that to right before getting on the radio, we had to put a bus back on a wall. We had some wall art that fell off the shape of a bus. So you and I reaffixed it.
It's a large structure. It looks like it fell off the wall. We put it back on the wall. And basically we're heroes is what we're trying to say.
Yes.
We lifted a bus.
Do those 3M strips at some point just stop working?
Or if I'm thinking somebody like
bumped it.
It bumped, they caught it on their shoulder or the hood of their coat or something as they were walking in the hallway.
That's a better theory.
And it's because it is kind of just like that 3M Velcro basically concept.
And we have a couple like nice pictures in our house Velcroed.
Yeah.
And now I got worried like at some point does it just disintegrate or
I think the edge of the bus being so close
got
to the
caught.
Edge of the wall. I think somebody just bumped it and they were like, I don't know nothing about this. And then it just backed away.
They just kept walking?
Yeah.
Do we have a camera in that hallway?
No, we
don't.
Because
that's
that was
the blind
my first
hallway.
Thought too. I was like, oh, man. I want to watch the footage and see somebody be like, uh-oh, I broke it.
Run! Catch the culprit.
Do you think it was producer Ben?
That's on my list of 20 suspects.
Of the suspects, he is
I've eliminated
among them.
Me and I've eliminated you.
We didn't do it.
Everybody else is guilty until I eliminate them from my list. So right now,
this is
yes.
Oh, what's the detective from Knives Out?
I wanted to say the detective.
James.
Blunt.
No. No.
You're beautiful. do you want the actor's name?
Or his other actor?
The guy that plays the detective in Knives Out
terrible.
Is the most recent James Bond.
Bond.
And his name is Daniel Craig. We got there.
I knew his first name was James. I couldn't think of Bond.
Oh, no.
I was like, James Gunn? No, that's the director.
Daniel
James
Craig. But he has a fun name in Knives Out. Have you seen the new one?
I have not seen the latest one.
It's on Netflix. Yes.
I'm looking forward to it because I enjoyed the first two.
Love the first two.
Yeah.
I like this universe that's been created.
It's a cool concept.
Yeah. It's kind of in the Agatha Christie.
Yes.
Hercules, whatever, the mustached.
But I like that every season it's all new characters except him.
Yes.
Right? New crime
Many
scene.
Many a murder to solve.
Yeah.
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 How did we get from taking knees to Knives Out?
We made our way, man.
Follow along.
We made our... Somehow, we pull it off.
We do. Morning in, morning out.
And there is a new dating trend that I think is an excellent idea. You're on the apps. You've tried everything. You've dated around. Like, nothing is working. Maybe you turn to mom.
Wait, my mom's going to get me a date?
Uh-huh. Mom, go on the app, like Hinge, Bumble, whatever app, dating app you're using, and have mom do the shopping of the date.
Interesting.
Yeah, people in their 20s and 30s ask mom to go through the app, swipe a little bit for you, and see if they can find anybody, because maybe they can spot a diamond in the rough, or they have different things that they think that you would be interested in or looking for.
They might know you better than you know yourself.
Exactly.
They know your ideal mate.
Exactly. It can work. There's people who are sharing their experiences. A woman talked about going out on a date with a British guy, and she's like, he's kind of not good with the chat. You know, we're texting back right. and forth, and he was too slow to respond. But her dad said, I don't know, there's lots in his profile that makes it seem like he'd be a good guy for you. So she gave him a second chance, and they're like almost engaged.
No, get out of here.
Very, very serious. Very
serious. It's the criteria, right?
Yes.
Because you're caught on the superficial stuff, like he texts too slow. I would never date in a million years because I'm a thumb texter.
Right?
With one thumb.
You'd never make
it. I'd take forever. I'm out of the pool.
You would never make it out there, man.
But if I got my parents involved, because they kind of know me as me.
Exactly.
That would work.
And there might be some little superficial things, like I don't like the way that he parts his hair or something, that you just kind of don't swipe on that person because you're like, whatever. But your parents may be a little bit more mature.
They know how to read a profile and read people.
Yeah. So
have mom do it.
An interesting new dating trend.
That is a very interesting new dating trend.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I do not do this very often because, as you know, you and I both live this life where we got to get up early in the morning.
Yes, we do.
So I don't like to go out late at night.
How late were you out?
Well, I had a concert that started at 8 p.m.
Don't they know the life we lead?
That's what I asked.
8 p.m.?
8 p.m. But I had to go because it was the 8th grade choir concert. And my daughter was in the 8th grade choir.
Isn't that also bedtime? Recommended bedtime?
My parents came, like the grandparents came to watch, and they live 45 minutes away.
That's a drive.
I was like, oh, this is really nice of you to come. I know it's super, super late. Are you sure you want to do this? They're like, no, it's fine. And we were sitting getting ready for the concert. My mom's like, what would you be doing at this time? I'm like, in bed. I would be in bed. That's what I would be doing. Maybe reading a book, getting ready for bed. But it was a beautiful concert because the kids got to share a little bit of the songs that they've been working on, which a lot of them were not holiday songs until we got to the end. And they gave us a nice little rendition of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Fun.
Which was fun. But I was so thrilled because I had a secret that I was not supposed to tell anybody. And I just had to keep to myself. But my daughter had a solo.
What?
In one of the choir songs that she got to perform in front of everybody, and she's been so nervous. But she, as a surprise to the grandparents, to her sister, she performed this solo in front of everybody. And it was, like, so beautiful. I was so happy. I'm so proud of her. Like, all of the emotions. It was like I'm watching it, and this was not the song that they were performing, but it felt very much like that song in Fiddler on the Roof, Sunrise, Sunset.
She was just born, and then she's grown up so fast.
I remember her singing into her little frozen microphone, and she was like, let it go, let it go. And then there she is performing on a stage, and oh, my gosh. I'll get it together. I will get it together, I promise you.
Well, that's a lovely moment.
It was lovely.
Was she happy?
She was thrilled. Good. Yes. I could see her cheeks getting red and red and red as she was performing, and then you know, you get to join the rest of the class. And you,
get me away from this microphone.
That's over.
Are you ready for today's hypothetical consideration?
Yes, I am.
I have a picture to share with you.
Okay.
Okay. Here is
handed a document.
You've been handed a document. Our hypothetical consideration has to do with dolphins. Here is this morning's hypothetical consideration.
Okay.
Would a dolphin wear a Santa hat on its head or on its fin?
Ooh.
Which one do you think works better?
Shoot. Okay, I've got to reason this out because
I know.
At first, I was coming in hard with on his head.
It looks better on the dolphin's head.
Because that's how Santa wears his hat.
But I don't think there's a place to actually put the hat.
It would not stay on.
No.
And, Eric, dolphins have blowholes. That's how they breathe. And if you put a Santa hat on his head, you might cover up his blowhole.
Well, at least with the dangling part on the end of the ball. Yeah. You don't want a ball in a blowhole.
Exactly.
That's bad news,
that
Bears.
That would be bad.
But then again, the iconic marking on the dolphin, of course, is the fin. But then again, if you see the fin coming out of the water with a Santa hat, wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be kind of cool.
So are we both team Finn?
I think I'm team Finn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if there was a way to affix the hat to his head, for example, an elastic band.
An elastic band? Okay, it depends. I got to see the Santa hat first. If there's an elastic band and you could put it on the dolphin head and make sure that it was small enough to not cover the blowhole.
But do you think there's enough chin on the dolphin also? Because that
there's no chin.
It's no, there's no cranium.
It would just slide down until it gets to the other fin.
I think we're stuck with putting it on the fin of the dolphin.
Dolphins and hats. This is hard.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Bodies of two Iowa National Guard soldiers will return to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware today. 25-year-old Sergeant Edgar Torres Tovar of Des Moines, 29-year-old Sergeant Nate Howard of Marshalltown, both killed this weekend in Syria. Senators Ernst Grassley, the president, expected to be at the Air Force Base today. Funeral arrangements are still pending. State of Iowa is taking on internet gaming company Roblox.
What?
The lawsuit accuses Roblox of allowing adults to hide behind fake profiles and chat with kids playing games online, all while Roblox markets the platform as a safe place for kids. So Iowa is asking a judge to force Roblox to either provide more stringent safety measures to protect children.
Yes.
Or they will be banned from doing business in Iowa. Good luck explaining that to your kids.
Yeah, how so? Wait, we already have the app. What? Is it illegal? What?
Well, we'll see where this goes. I think a few other states are considering it. If anything, not a lawyer. I think it's a pressure campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look good for this company, especially going into the holidays.
It's not a good look.
Bought gift cards for my nephews.
Yes.
Because they love it, and they are in the D.C. area, but still, it's something that...
No, it happens all over the place. I've heard of kids in this very town that have been approached by adults on this game.
That's the challenge. And Roblox says they're doing all they can, and they've pointed to what measures have been taken.
Do more!
But at a minimum, if at least it forces their hand to do more, that ends with the ending we want. So we'll see where that ends up. Wrapping up the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. It'd usually be about late October, early November that you and I would put the word out for an area community and we would want to name their snowplows, right?
Yeah. It started off with us naming the snowplows for the city of North Liberty.
Yes. Marion.
We did Marion. We had a great time. It was just this past fall, we got so busy, we didn't have time to do it.
Well, good news is the Blackhawk County Roads Department is on top of it.
They
did it themselves. Second year doing it in Blackhawk County, and
really?
I have the top three. So they do community member submitted contest. Each person receives a prize and an official I Named a Black Hawk County Snowplow t-shirt.
Cool.
Your winners are Plow Patrol.
Okay.
Plowabunga.
Plowmabunga?
Plowabunga, dude. Like cowabunga.
Plowmabunga?
Why are you hearing an M?
Plowabunga.
Plowabunga.
Plowabunga. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I heard an M.
where did that M come from? Me?
Yeah. I thought you said Plowmabunga. And I don't like that, but I like Plowabunga.
Who says Plowabunga?
You did.
I did not. I said Plowabunga.
Okay, Plowabunga, I like.
Good. Okay. And Truck Norris.
Oh, I love that.
Truck Norris is great.
I love that.
So those are your top three names. Plow Patrol, Plowabunga.
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
And Truck Norris. They'll have an official naming ceremony coming up in January. When all the snow will be melted in our area.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yesterday, Rob Reiner's son, Nick, was charged with two counts of murder in the stabbing death of his parents. The Los Angeles County District Attorney held a press conference with updates. saying that they were here with the police to announce we're filing charges against Nick Reiner, who's accused of killing his parents. These charges will be 2 counts of first-degree murder with special circumstance of multiple murders. He also faces special allegation that he personally is dangerous and deadly and used a weapon, that being a knife. These charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. And also added that Nick could be facing the death penalty.
In California?
They haven't ruled it out, they said.
I didn't think they had that.
I didn't think so either. They did say that their thoughts and desires of the family would be taken into consideration when they decide whether or not to pursue that. And I have to imagine, since this is a family matter, you wouldn't want to pursue that option. So, sad update to give you. They also, the incident at the Conan O'Brien Christmas party, looks like it was an issue with comedian Bill Hader was having a private conversation, and Nick Reiner tried to join the conversation, and Bill had to tell him, hey, this is a private conversation. I don't want you to be a part of it. And then it got really weird. He just kind of stared at Bill, and
awkward and sad.
It is so sad. It is so clearly like mental health issue.
Right.
So just a tragic turn of events in just a couple of hours too. Okay. I know that 2025, thinking, you know, we're coming to the end of the year. At least we're, you know, looking forward to the new year, 2026.
Round in the corner.
We're going to make it.
What's it look like?
The Rolling Stones are going on tour.
They are. I saw them in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they are nonstop, right?
Well.
What?
They are stoppable. Because it turns out they're no longer going on tour in 2026. The really bad news is they've canceled their plans because Keith Richards isn't up to it.
He was the one you thought was going to outlast everybody.
Yes. Like, he would still be roaming the earth, after an asteroid hit or something.
And if you need to picture Keith Richards in your mind, just think of Johnny Depp and Jack Sparrow.
Exactly.
That's Keith Richards.
He legit played the dad of Jack Sparrow.
Yes, he did.
No word on what the problem is officially, but Keith Richards turns 82. Actually, tomorrow is his birthday, and he's been dealing with arthritis in recent years.
Well, when you play a guitar, you have to have nimble fingers.
Exactly. So they sat down to kind of start talking about what the tour in 2026 was going to look like, and Keith said he didn't think that he could commit to that size of a tour. It would be going on for over 4 months, and he just didn't feel that he could do it.
Wow.
Yeah. The good news, though, is that then they started talking about a new album in 2026, so that's something to look forward to for fans.
Okay.
There's that.
Or maybe, you know, strip it down, make it more intimate. Keith will just strum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just strum.
Just strum.
Or play the auto harp like we all did in third grade.
That's still, you got to use, like, dexterity and stuff with
that. You can figure it out. A digital auto harp.
You can do it. You can do it. Okay. Love it or hate it, this is the season for Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
We are a house divided.
What?
Shannon's not a big fan.
Not a fan?
No.
That surprises me, but you love it.
I do. She's got a fun Motown feel to it.
Yeah. And the jingle bells give it a nice pacing
and
to the song.
And it put contemporary Christmas music on the map.
Exactly.
And ever since then, we have that song to thank then for all of our current new favorite Christmas
songs.
You're
a music man. You can appreciate it.
Yes.
Well, a website, Canada Sports Betting, decided to look into it and see what are people feeling right now? How does it stand amongst the 50 states? Looking at the 50 states, where do people like it and where do people not like it? The odds are, is it the favorite? According to them, the state that's most likely to pick that as their favorite Christmas song.
Florida.
Louisiana.
I was thinking warm weather.
Really? Why are you thinking warm weather?
Just because it brings you visions of Christmas. Whereas...
So you need it to visualize.
Yes. It puts you in the spirit of the holidays.
Oh.
In an area where you'll be decorated, but you're not seeing snow, right?
You are thinking clearly,
So that's what I was thinking. I was thinking warm weather.
Louisiana. Florida.
Yeah.
North Carolina, Mississippi, and Hawaii.
Look at that.
All love it the most.
And I'm guessing like Minnesota's like, stop. Dakotas, no more.
New Hampshire?
Yeah, that's snow
Montana,
world.
Montana?
Oh, God, yes.
Wyoming? Maine? South Dakota? Can't stand it.
Everything above the Mason-Dixon line.
Yes!
Pretty much.
Yes! Now, Iowa is on the We Still Like It list. I just thought it was weird that all of the states that are warmer are pro-Mariah.
Do we just like it, or are we just being Midwestern nice?
you know what? It's a nice song. You know what? I'm real proud of Mariah and the things she's accomplished.
She worked really hard on that. And yeah, good for her.
You can hear it.
Good for her.
Midwest nice. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Always around this time of year, conversations pop up about what Christmas was like when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you and I have different experiences. We worked with Santa Claus at our house that presents arrived unwrapped so the kids could play with them right out of the gate.
We, growing up, we were visited first. We would always open up at home on Christmas Eve because my last name was higher on the list. So Santa would stop at our house first.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So we would open up on Christmas Eve.
And I distinctly remember having a conversation with my mom about what I was noticing year after year with Santa was that there were always equal amounts. Each boy got new sheets for their bed. Then usually some sort of activity game, arts and crafts thing, and then like a toy that was ready to play with that morning.
Already put together.
And I brought this conversation up with another person, and she said it's a little challenging for her because I believe they have 5 kids in their house. They span a wide age range, and not even when we're working with the North Pole. It's just gifts from mom and dad to the kids. How do you determine in a party of 7, right? 5 kids.
Yeah.
Different ages. Are you getting them the same amount of gifts in terms of number per person? Is it the same dollar amount per person, which would then some kid might get one expensive thing,
right?
But somebody else gets a lot of little things. It's a challenge.
What is fair and how do you keep things fair? That is a challenge for parents, but every family probably has a different method of thinking to go into this. So what is your method of thinking? Can you rationalize
this? Hey, good morning. I'd like to answer your question about the gift giving.
Yeah, how do you do it?
So, well, we have 4 children. They're now ages 34, 33, 32, and 24. And of course, as you know, the older they get, the more expensive the gifts that are.
Yes.
So we made the mistake of, I think it was around our youngest 4-year-old, 5-year-old-ish. So the others would have been in their teens and things are more expensive and they wanted electronics and didn't think about it, but went by price. And now the youngest is considered the golden child, has been named that for years.
Uh-oh.
Because he got like 10 toy gifts. Because he was little, and everything else is more expensive. So they got like, the other ones got like 4 or 5. So ever since then, we count the gifts.
Oh, no.
But he's still known as the golden child.
I can't shake this.
It set precedent, you know, a decade plus later.
Okay, so here's a story.
It gets better. So when the youngest turned of age, unbeknownst to me, because I'm not a fan, but to each his own, they all went and got a little gold brick tattoo as symbolizing he was a golden child.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Something
crazy,
can
right?
hit real hard.
They're going to carry that with them for a while.
Ooh.
Wow. Thank you so much for the phone call. What a story.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What I didn't get a chance to ask her is, do they all laugh about it now? Because it's an interesting bonding moment.
Yeah. Are you laughing about it? You got a tattoo.
Because it sounds like they all got them. All 4 kids. Once the youngest was of age to get a tattoo, they all got tattoos. So decisions you're making for Christmas in 2025, 20 years from now, could impact family dynamics.
Affect the tattoos they get as adults.
And more so.
That's trauma with a capital T.
That's our question for Momtroversy. Fairness when giving gifts at Christmas. How do you approach that? Let us know at 200-1029.
Well, I feel like I'm a bit of a Grinch on this subject. I hate what capitalism has done to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that we put a worth point on our worthiness based on how much somebody spends on you or how many gifts we get. And I don't love the whole ownership thing of everything like the children love to do. Me, mine, like the other caller was saying. And so I think it's a teachable moment that you can just be like, you know what? Life's not fair, kid. Sometimes people get a little bit more and comparison is the thief of joy. And if you are doing that all your life, you're going to be jaded and bitter no matter what.
Wow.
So you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. You're grateful for what you have.
First of all, I love straight talk, so appreciate that. Secondly, this seems to be the only time of the year where everything is equal. Any other 364 days of the year, you're going to hear your life's not fair.
It's not. Yeah.
But for that one morning, and maybe that's the magic that they're trying to create, is that illusion that there's some
fairness?
Well,
that's like, that's the job of moms and dads, is that we have to make this.
But they've made it, to her point, right? You made it, you've made it a chore.
You did.
How about you just give something you know they'll appreciate, or you hope they'll appreciate, and then there's a little life learning there, too.
I appreciate this perspective.
I love the angle. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Getting opinions of all sorts on the topic.
No kidding.
And we're not done yet. We'll keep those phone calls rolling in.
Yeah, please, if you've got some thoughts on how you approach gift giving when it comes to multiple children, multiple ages, is it the equal amount of gifts or is it an equal amount spent? Or what's your thinking?
Or as this one just said,
don't worry
about
it.
You know what? Life's tough and it could be a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Just get them what you think you want to get them and don't worry about that price tag.
Yeah. How do you approach gift giving for kids? Let us know. Momtiversity 200-1029.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtiversity on Z102.9.
It's my workout partner, Laura. We were talking about Christmas growing up, and everybody's family does it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And she was really getting into, you know, really, she's kind of person number one. When it comes to figure out gifts for everybody in the family. And when it comes to a blended family, where also you've got spanning ages,
she says
it becomes very stressful this time of year because you want them to have a great Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple ways to make that happen. One is just buy what they ask for, but that takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
But then it's also, well, this kid wants this dollar item, which is three times as much as what this kid wants.
Right.
So do I get that kid three items and this kid gets one item? Then it becomes math.
It's
math
so,
for Christmas.
And nobody wants to do all that math. And it's so hard to kind of measure the expectations of how this family's traditions work versus that family and then coming together. And like, this is a really complicated issue for this family.
It's a challenge. And we know that it's not just her that's facing it.
No.
It's families all around our area, which why we made this our topic today for Momtiversity. What are your thoughts?
We've always done more quantity over like the amount spent. So from day one, we've always done a need, read, want, and wear.
Say that one more time. So all
like
yes.
The kids, so the kids know they get four gifts from mom and dad, a need, a read, a want, and a wear.
Need, read, want, wear. Got it.
Yep. And it hasn't been until this year that we've really come across of our oldest is going into her preteen years of her stuff's way more expensive.
Yeah.
But it's going to be what it is. Her wants are more expensive than our 9-year-old who still wants a Barbie.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's just going to be the reality, but they're still going to get four
of items.
Yeah.
In that subject
but
category.
But sticks with four and sticks in those categories, which does, I think, then eliminate a little bit of the comparison.
Right.
It just becomes a little more challenging when you look at the price tag. But I like the approach. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks for the phone
thank
call.
Thank you.
I've never heard of that before.
You haven't?
No.
I am just trying to do it this year, except I heard it was seven. So I'm doing seven. I'm doing.
So wait, need, read, want, wear. That's four.
Well, need, read, want, wear, something to do, something for me, something for family. So something for me is just something sentimental. Like I would like to write you a letter or here is a photo album that I put together.
Oh, okay.
Memories of us together. Maybe it's a new ornament to hang on your Christmas tree when you grow up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, just something sentimental. And then something for the family is something that we can all do together and spend time together. So that, which also kind of goes with something to do.
I love all of these approaches. And this topic's been great because we've everything from it's Christmas and you're just going to get what you get. And let's stop making comparisons, that was very straight talk, but I appreciated that.
I know. I'm like,
this is
grinchy.
A pattern.
It is a nice way of thinking about it.
It is. This has a very set pattern, which I like. We also had a caller yesterday. They've been doing a spreadsheet.
Yes, just keep things organized because my concern was I've always worried my kids look at what's the big gift.
Yes.
And if somebody's gift like is physically larger than the other person and they get like then they have the same amount, it's like, well, why did they get the big gift?
And the other thing I like about the spreadsheet is I believe, just a guess, in this day and age, it could be very possible as busy as everybody is, you're shopping, dad's shopping, and you're not talking.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you're like, well, we have all these to do. And like, was it on the spreadsheet? Right? At least it keeps you organized.
Yes.
It's a good way to look at it.
Literally on the same page.
We appreciate all the phone calls as we continue our Momtiversity at 200-1029. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the Momtiversity.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? How do you kind of divvy up gifts so it's equal? Is it equal number of presents or money?
when my kids were younger, it was equal number. But now that they're 11 and 13, my son wants more expensive things. Ooh. So he gets what he wants, but he knows it's a little less because I can't spend $400 on each kid.
No way.
No way. No.
Equal stuff.
Was there a Christmas morning, though, you kind of had to remind or explain, like, you got one or two because they cost more than your little?
I did. This year I talked to my son because he wanted a new microphone for his recording studio. And that's more expensive. So I had to talk to him and tell him, hey, you're not going to get as much, but just know it's not because we don't care.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And if this is what you really, really want, here you go. Yeah.
Yep. And he knows his sister likes littler things. She likes stuffies and littler.
Right.
Yeah.
So he understood that.
What's the ratio right now of microphones to stuffies? 10 stuffies.
That's a lot of stuffies for microphones.
10 stuffies to one microphone?
Honestly, he's probably got 3 or 4 microphones, and there's about 40 stuffies.
There you go.
Yep.
There's your ratio right
yep.
there. All right. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Love this time of year. Because I thrive on spinning plates, right? I got to keep all those plates spinning in the air.
Yeah, that's the name of the game come December.
And we've got giveaways galore happening for you on the radio. A lot of holiday fun, a lot of Christmas fun. But we have some fun in store just for us here in the building. But we will broadcast that coming up soon on the radio.
Yeah, we've got many, many things going on. Case in point, we've got our favorite things gift exchange between you, me, and producer Ben.
Yes, with certain criteria. Number one.
Now with more criteria. Rules make Christmas fun.
Criteria number one, favorite things means you have to give the same gift to your coworkers. So everybody's going to open the same gift at the same time.
Yeah. You, me, producer Ben are all bringing in 3 things that we happen to enjoy. And we are bringing them in and we share. Everybody gets
the same things. Yes. And producer Ben kind of strong-armed his way into setting the dollar amount of...
Hi.
$20 per person per gift.
$20, man.
So we're each going to end up spending, because you got to buy one for yourself, too. So that's $60.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a Secret Santa.
Mr. Big, how much are we paying him? Okay. Mr. Big Spender has said that. I have a new question, however.
For this particular, is this a new criteria?
Yes.
What?
All new criteria for the Morning Scramble's favorite things.
When are we doing this again?
Well, we're doing this 1 week from today.
Okay.
It'll be Christmas Eve, and we're going to have a gift exchange. Now, we'll exchange gifts, but my question for you both is, do I wrap my things, or do I just bring them? Because part of it is I have to explain them, and then we share and swap.
I think you have to wrap, because you want the awe moment. Oh.
Question.
Clear the back.
Do I wrap them all together, or do I wrap each individual item separately?
We're all opening our own gifts. Please wrap them separately. What?
Okay. I'm just saying it's more wrapping paper.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But you're giving us each a gift, and I want to unwrap the present from Claire.
Yes.
And I want to unwrap the present from Ben.
Okay.
And I'm even going to wrap my own favorite thing that I'm giving you guys, so I will unwrap a present to me from me.
You're going to wrap a present that you are gifting yourself.
Yes, I am.
This is insane.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's Morning Scramble favorite things Christmas.
I hope I'm surprised when I open up my gift from me. I can't wait. I'm going to take a picture of you opening up the gift that you wrapped for yourself.
I'm going to smile because it's one of my favorite things.
Insane.
It is not. It makes for a perfect holiday morning.
We're going to vote. I'm going to put it to a vote.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get Ben.
Last time we voted, you lost on the dollar amount.
Oh! I'm going to lose this too. Okay, fine. More wrapping paper will be purchased, and we will be wrapping each individual item.
Oh, no. You know what? I have a contractor-sized trash bag I will bring in.
Great. You're going to need it.
Just like I use on Christmas Eve at my house. Because I'm that guy now.
You have a contractor-sized trash bag?
You always.
Wow.
For that wrapping paper.
Can I have one for
yes,
my house?
Yes, you may have
Thanks.
One.
Okay.
I'll bring in the roll. I have a feeling if you need one and I need one, everybody needs a contractor-sized trash bag.
But that is not your favorite thing.
Might be now. Good news, it's self-wrapped.
This guy just brought in trash bags?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, no.
Time to head north. Way north. It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line. Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Good news, bad news, my friends. Good news. Christmas is almost here, and we are so excited. But we're also working our candy canes off to keep up with this year's demand. So, I must tell you, we're headed into the last few days of the Morning Scramble Santa line. Elves Hickory and Dickory are here with me today as we have three messages from the same family. Let's do it this way. Hickory?
Yes, Santa?
You line up the messages.
Sounds good.
Dickory?
Right here, Santa.
Please double-check my notes as I write everything down.
Ready when you are.
Let's go in this order. Piera, Little Princeton, and then Kendrick, please.
Here we go.
My name is Piera. I want to buy candy dolls.
You want a bike and dolls?
Yes.
Say thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Okay.
Akash, Akash.
Say, my name is Princeton.
Princeton, Akash.
And you want cars for Christmas?
Yes, gosh.
Say thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Baba, cookies.
Hello, Santa. This is Kendrick Brown. I just want to know who your favorite reindeer is. And also, I want AirPods for Christmas. Thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Whew, that was a lot to take down. And there was a lot of background, how should I put it? Excitement during Kendrick's message. All good behavior, I hope. Okay, Dickory, please check my work. Piera asked for a bike and dolls.
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Princeton is very, very excited to receive some cars.
Yes, that's right here, yes.
And Kendrick wants to know my favorite reindeer and asked for some AirPods.
Mm-hmm, that's what I got down.
I made sure to elf mail all these wishes directly to the workshop. Dickory, will you run to the workshop now and double check the messages were received?
Already way ahead of you, Santa. Always happy to help.
Now, as to my favorite reindeer, you know I can't pick a favorite because I rely on each and every one of them every Christmas. There's a reason you often hear about the team of reindeer who pull my sleigh. I can update you, however, on who's leading in this year's reindeer games. Hickory, will you check your elf pad and see the latest standings?
Scanning system.
Third place is Blitzen, second is Cupid, and first is Dasher.
Wow, Cupid in second. Impressive. I hate to leave so quickly, but my day really is jam-packed. Goodbye for now. And this would be a good time to remind everyone to clean out the ashes and soot from your chimneys and fireplaces. I would so appreciate that. As Kendrick so nicely put it, have a wonderful Christmas, everyone. Before you know it, you'll be hearing the pawing and prancing of each little hoof from my team of reindeer. Ho, 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 ho!
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line,
presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Happy holidays from the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.